Well, it is Monday of the 16th week of Ordinary Time, and as you are listening to this, I am on a retreat in Cleveland, Ohio. Now, actually, I've put together the programs ahead of time, so you're actually going to be able to hear the regular series of programs, but there's something interesting here, because I was on retreat starting on Sunday. As you know, I said in my program last week, I hate to fly. I mean, I hate to fly. Did I say it clearly? Do you really understand? I hate to fly. I really do. One of the ways that I've actually gone to Atlanta is if you fly from Boston to Charlotte, North Carolina, that's only 2 hours, which granted is still flying, but it's not a lot. And then you leave Charlotte, North Carolina, and get on a bus for 4 hours, and that'll get you to Atlanta. That tells you I would rather be on a bus for 4 hours than a plane for even an additional 30 minutes than the 2.5. That's how much I hate to fly. I'm not afraid of flying, obviously, because I'd fly to Charlotte, North Carolina, which is, by the way, my favorite airport, as airports go. But it's just something I absolutely despise to do. So I prefer to take trains. It's more relaxing. It's a better experience. So I'm taking trains. So I didn't do Mass this past week. And I suppose I could have flown to Cleveland, which is where I'm at. But no, I take a train. So I took the train out to Cleveland and therefore over the weekend celebrated Mass as we have planned as I'm saying this. And this is all in the past time as you're listening to it. Celebrated Mass with other priests in Cleveland. And now I am on retreat. So the homily you're going to hear is not one that I actually delivered at Mass. It's actually one that I delivered, but it's not recorded as I delivered it in 2018, which would have been the same readings, but 3 years ago. And it's kind of an interesting story I tell of a particular person who was looking for a job and went to a place and they couldn't give him one because of his history. Kind of interesting in light of the place where he went looking for a job. Anyway, we'll listen to that homily, and I'll talk to you a little bit on the other side of the break, and we'll be talking then. Many years ago, an incident happened that angered me greatly for its hypocrisy. An inner-city young adult was looking for a job. He was a cook and did very well as such, but he was working previously at Boston's Logan Airport on September 11th, 2001. He was at the restaurant that was closest to the door the terrorists used to board the New York-bound aircraft that brought down the World Trade Center. It shook him up so badly he could no longer work at that restaurant. He was a tough person, actually. When he was younger, he got involved in a form of gang life because of his inner-city roots, and that gave him a criminal record. However, as the story goes, he was working to change his life and had a good employment history. He went to apply to work in the kitchen of one of world-class private universities that was hiring cooks. He did not get the job because of his criminal record. He was a black Puerto Rican. He explained to me that the manager told him that this was a world-class university. People paid good money from all over the world to attend it, and they could not hire someone with a quarry like his for that reason. I often think of that when I see college students marching for one cause or the other. And I remember as he walked away that day thinking of that verse in today's gospel. They were like sheep without a shepherd. Today's gospel highlights how much Jesus was different than the others in the temple and synagogues. He preached in ways that excited the people, and they wanted to hear more of what he was saying. Look closer. He gets out of the boat and is surrounded by those who followed him. What does he do first? Notice he does not heal them. He teaches them. He gives them what they desperately sought, profound wisdom, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. None of the leaders were feeding them with what they needed to hear. This is literally what we see in today's first reading, where God promises to shepherd his people personally. What is it that people are looking for in Jesus? One answer is what they are not finding elsewhere. We often talk about evangelization, but we can talk a good game. If you really want to build the parish, then we need to be shepherds to those who are like sheep without shepherds. We can say that what will lead people in the door is if we have miracles at every Mass or have slideshows and a band for the music. That will lead some people in the door. But what people are looking for is a place where they can find the shepherd and the people who come here. It is a place where we take the gospel seriously and live it. It is a place not focused on building up the parish, but in living the teachings of Jesus in the church and outside the church, because that will build up the parish. We can only do that when we commit ourselves to live the gospel, and that means not trying to do what we need to do to get to heaven, but to go that extra mile and do what Christ calls us to do to serve him. This means to do what Pope Francis calls us to do, to make a mess. It also means to walk the talk. The university I mentioned at the beginning of the homily is one that talks a good game, but does not walk the talk because its focus is on worldly success, both living it and teaching it. By the way, members of that university tried to get the Catholic Mass kicked off the campus. Meanwhile, when our focus is on worldly success, we actually fail in our mandate. Christ calls us to live in a way that the worldly community does not. He calls us to live his teachings in a way that people recognize that we believe and that others know that he is alive. How we treat others is an example. We are not called to act civilly with others as much as act in ways that shows compassion to others, even our enemies. Compare that to one of the issues you see in the media all the time. They want a world where no one hates. That's not Jesus' teachings. Jesus teaches us to love as Christ loved. Now, this does not necessarily mean giving money to every person who asks for money. In fact, Jesus never said, "When I needed money, you gave it to me." But he did say that what you did for the least of my brothers, you did for me. What does Jesus ask us to do? You can find the answer to that question in the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. When that man went to the university, they did not have the mandate that we do in the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. In fact, St. James admonishes people for doing exactly what the university did. Ironically, an atheist professor in the university teaches that one does not have to believe in God in order to know right from wrong. However, we do have to believe in God to go beyond the minimum and treat people in ways that Christ calls us to treat people with compassion as we live and teach wisdom in Christ. Dorothy Day, who taught the center of our living of our Catholic faith, was in the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, was not a great fan of Catholic charities. The reason? She felt that Catholic charities gave people the opportunity to give their money, but not of themselves. Some would agree with her, others would not. But the bottom line is that we have to be careful of using money to do our work without going the extra mile ourselves. We're called to go the extra mile. If you want to see the parish grow, put Jesus' teachings into action and spread those teachings. Remember, when all was said and done, Jesus taught those who were like sheep without a shepherd. We must do the same. As for the young man, he looked elsewhere to rebuild his life. Unfortunately, he died several years ago. Described in his obituary as a good man who doted on his children, worked hard, and went to church, he succumbed to an ambush on the street. There was a dispute with another man who challenged him to a fistfight. He walked out of his apartment expecting to have to fight, as men occasionally fight. The challenger lied and fired 5 shots, most in his back, as he was fleeing. He died moments later. All around us are those who are like sheep without shepherds, and they are looking for a place to find the truth. You are baptized to show them where to find it.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this.
You've decided to return to your faith and to start to go back to church. Then everything seems to go wrong. It's almost as if the Lord is making it harder for you. You're discouraged. Have you read Sirach chapter 2? Yes, Sirach chapter 2 has one of the most powerful words of encouragement.
When you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials.
It reminds you that your difficulties are how God is purifying you.
For in fire, gold is tested. In the chosen, in the crucible of humiliation.
So the next time you feel the whole world is working against you, check out Sirach chapter 2.
In the Old Testament.
And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. At CatholicAudioMedia.com, you can connect to the parish. You can see where our address is, and you can check out when we have events going on here. And also, you're welcome to come to the 10 o'clock Sunday morning Mass if you'd like. But obviously, we can talk about that next week, or actually closer to the weekend. But in the meantime, we are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Send us feedback for the show. Send us a prayer request. Check out our Substack newsletter. Check out our blog. Check out all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, you heard my homily. Again, that was from 3 years ago. The readings are on a three-year cycle. We discussed that. So I preached on those homilies. Now, obviously, it wasn't delivered while I was preaching. It was one that it was a way I was doing podcasts then, where I was reading the homily as opposed to doing the homily during Mass. But you can hear the story. And, you know, it really reflects on the fact that we as people of faith are called to go the extra mile. And, you know, we really are. We're called to go the extra mile. One of the dreams that I've had, and if you're listening to this and you want to, and obviously I'm away this week, but you can send an email through CatholicAudioMedia.com. And if you want to send me an email about this, I really think there is a need for a Catholic school whose sole job is to accept those students who are kicked out of public school. The students who get kicked out of school, I really think there needs to be a Catholic school, and preferably free. So there is a dream. If you want to come up with this dream, say, Father, I'd rather try to get the moon rover off the moon and bring it back than do that. But if there's someone out there dreaming in the same way and says, you know, that would be important, have a Catholic school for those who are kicked out of public school, because we are called to go the extra mile. Have yourself a blessed day, and I will be back tomorrow. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.